on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Kent's skyline has changed forever today as a massive chimney at a former power station has been demolished. Josh has more for KMFM this lunchtime.
Going, going, gone. At 11 o'clock this morning, the chimney on the Isle of Grain came crashing to the ground. At 244 metres high and taller than 55 double-decker buses stacked on top of each other, it's the tallest concrete structure ever to be brought down in the UK. Hundreds of people lined the banks of the River Medway to watch the demolition. Rochester and Strood MP Kelly Tolhurst pressed the button.
But it was a really loud bang, but I think it was just amazing how it just came down so smoothly, and it looks like from an amateur that it went completely to plan. And you know, congratulations really to the people involved in being able to do it.
Well, the tower has been a prominent feature of the county's skyline for more than 30 years. Pete Kingsbrook used to work at the power station.
The station had always struggled to run and operate, and the people involved had to manage that and make sure it was always available. But it's got a B-site now, so things continue. Technology moves on, and really it could never cope with new emission laws.
You can hear extended interviews and see video of the demolition at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Dozens of children have been turned away from a Kent school for the second day for wearing the wrong uniform. Hartsdown Academy hit the headlines yesterday when police had to be called to deal with angry parents of children who'd been sent home. Caroline's daughter has been told this morning she doesn't have the right shoes.
The fact that she's being turned away from her school without anybody knowing whether she's going to be safe or she's going to get home okay, really disgusts me. They've ruined my youngest daughter's experience of school completely.
New head teacher Matthew Tate has decided to take the hardline approach as he looks to raise standards.
If their attitude is that I can do what I wish to do, I can break the rules, I can move around it, then yes, absolutely affects their learning. I know that if we can get children in a place where they want to learn, where they have high expectations of themselves, actually they will learn much better.
KMFM News.
An 18-year-old man's been charged by police investigating a crash near Whitstable, which left a teenager with serious head injuries. It happened in the car park of Sainsbury's in Chesterfield just after midnight on the 28th of April. David Harris from the Poplars in Hurston is due in court next week, accused of causing serious injury by dangerous driving. A man's body has been pulled from the sea at Herne Bay. Police were called following the discovery near to Central Parade at around 6:15 this morning. An investigation is underway.
KMFM News.
Lorry drivers have called new plans to build a huge wall at Calais a waste of money. UK taxpayers will foot the bill for a 4-metre-high structure to stop migrants boarding lorries heading to Kent via the port. It's expected to cost around £2 million. John Gearson is a national security expert from King's College in London. He says it's no permanent fix.
Historically, fences and borders can deal with a short-term challenge, but they don't take away the fundamental problem. The wall will secure the road, I'm sure it will, but will it stop the attraction that getting to Britain represents?
A man's appeared in court charged with attempting to burgle the football at Wayne Rooney's mansion whilst he was playing in his own testimonial game. Robert McNamara from Scarborough is accused of targeting the property in Cheshire last month.
KMFM News.
Commuters in Ashford and Tunbridge are facing more disrupted journeys as staff on the Southern Rail Network stage another strike. 2 out of 5 trains are expected to be cancelled as RMT members walk out over a row about whether drivers or conductors should open train doors. Tom Duganhart is the MP for Tunbridge and Morling.
What I'd like to see is significantly more investment by the companies that have the franchise and responsibility to deliver. That's Southern Rail, that's Go Ahead. And I'd like to see them starting to do that right now.
The union says the changes will compromise safety, but the rail firm says it'll make services better. And pole dark star Aidan Turner has been crowned Best Television Actor at the GQ Men of the Year Awards. The 33-year-old won the gong just days after the return of his character to our TV screens. Calvin Harris picked up Best Solo Artist.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent.
first-choice.co.uk.
Lee Pearson says it's surreal that he'll be Great Britain's flag bearer at the opening ceremony of the Rio Paralympics tonight. The 10-time equestrian gold medalist will lead out the team at the iconic Maracana. The sports minister and Chatham and Elsford MP Tracy Crouch has wished the athletes good luck.
Good luck to all our fantastic Paralympian athletes out in Rio. You were an inspiration, London 2012, and I know you will be again here in Rio.
Kent-based table tennis players Will Bailey and Ross Wilson and sprinter Stephen Osborne will all be competing at the Games. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.